It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators and $100 on select kayaks. Plus, get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for only $9.99 and $20 in Cabela's Bucks when purchasing Chaco Sandals. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord.
Elder Dotson. Elder Dotson.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me? We are on the line.
Yes, I can hear you. Now I can. We're having a few little technical challenges. I'm letting everybody know that I'm Elder Anthony Poston, and we're on the Blog Talk Radio Show. Founder and host, Elder Denise Bryson, is unable to attend today, but we are excited about the Word of God today, and we are going to not delay, but turn it over to our teacher for this evening, who will be none other than Elder Dotson, to take us further in the Word of God. So, Elder, I'm turning it over to you.
Well, praise the Lord. We're kind of going out a little bit. I hope we're coming through okay. Because of the two lessons that we have had already, you know, and because of the not being on the line for two Sundays, we do want to hit the key of one lesson and give you a key of another lesson before we go into the lesson today, kind of doing a revamp or trying to trying to give you a little bit about the other lessons that we have. We really want to let you know that it is very important to hear the voice of God, and we want to submit to everyone that everyone has the capability to hear God, your Father. Adam was made in Genesis 2 and 7. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. We're all descendants of Adam. Man became a living soul.
Mm-hmm.
When a creator creates something, which God is our creator, creates something, he creates it to be used. We believe that just like a potter creates pottery, back in the day, I believe, in Jesus's time, they did pottery. We do pottery today for art, to show off. But I believe back then, if you didn't make a bowl, you had nothing to eat out of. If you didn't make utensils, you didn't have anything to eat with. So that when they put something on the wheel, it had a purpose. And I believe that we were created to please God, and we were created for a purpose. We were created for his pleasure. There must be communication with his creation. He has to have communication with his creation. Hebrews 11 and 6, we're just hitting a couple of keys here that we think will be influential in you keeping this thought in mind. It speaks of without faith, it's impossible to please God. Romans 10 and 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Put an emphasis on hearing. We must hear God. We must hear God, or how will we have direction? How will we know where to go, when to go, and what to do? So it's a must that we hear from God. Another key that we'd like to bring out is that God speaks in different ways. And we brought out some of those ways. He speaks through his word, and he confirms with his word. He speaks through people as he will speak through you. And certain things he will give you to give people are just a word out of the Bible. He speaks through the word of God. Now, what is it for? The word, he speaks that word so that he can decree a thing. How many know that God is a God of order? And to bring order, you must decree. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So for him to decree a thing, he's bringing order. Order to what's being said and order to how you're being directed. Also, we want to let you know, if he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that we, his subjects, do declare what he says by repeating what he says through the word of God. We declare, and declaring is acknowledging. Acknowledging his word and acknowledging God. Because, hey, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. So God is his word. So we're acknowledging his word. And along with that, we're taking possession of the word that we're possessing. What do you mean by that? We're taking possession of the word that we're possessing. We're taking possession of the word that we're confessing, excuse me. And this is what brings faith to our life. Now faith is the subject of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And the Bible says, if we recap Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see. It does not dictate to us what we see. Does not dictate to us what God is or what. But we walk by faith because God is pleased by our faith. Amen?
Amen.
So that is the second key we want you to grab hold of. The third key that we want you to grab hold of is this. One clue into hearing God speak is this. If the words you hear bring life, if the words you hear bring freedom, if the words you hear bring peace, it's probably God speaking to you. Do I have a witness?
Amen.
God said in 3 John 1 and 2, first chapter, second verse, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper. How many know that God wants us to be successful? And hearing God's voice brings success. Oh, my God, do I have a witness in that?
Amen.
It brings success in living as well as success in what you're doing. How many times have you went to the Lord and said, you know what, I got this new job. I don't feel that I'm adequate. I don't feel that I have the accolades or the qualifications for this job, but I'm put in this position. Lord, what shall I do? You heard God speak to you, and the Lord gave you what to do, so much so that you didn't have any other qualifications, but now the boss over you feels that you are the best person he ever put in that position. That had to be God.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a witness?
Yes, Elder. It's interesting when you're talking about hearing God's word and how hearing God's word brings success. Because the Lord gave me just earlier today, we shared a word from the Lord that in order to know who God is,
mm-hmm.
we have to know his word. And
yes.
the example that the Lord gave me was, when I walked into the room, I told him, I said, you all didn't know who I am. I said, but as long as I've been standing before you speaking and you're listening to what I'm saying, my words, you're learning about who I am. And your response to my word teaches me who you are. So in order for us to know God, we have to know what he said. And knowing God's word not only brings success, but it brings a knowing and leads to relationship. Because you can't be in a relationship with somebody that you don't know.
Exactly right. You cannot have relationship with someone you do not know. And we're going to get into that aspect of hearing God's voice also. One thing to think about, I'm always inspiring the people of God, is that the Lord is looking out for your best interests. And when he speaks to you, he gives you clues. He gives you nuggets that will help you be successful in life and help you be successful in your Christian life. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
There are so many ways that God speaks to us, and as we said, he uses other people to speak to you, as well as you have to train yourself to hear God. Think of it this way. If someone is speaking a foreign language, then it behooves you to learn the language that they're speaking, right?
Yeah.
You have to realize that when God speaks, he speaks in faith language.
Okay.
If you're not familiar to faith, then you sometimes will miss what God's trying to convey to you.
Mm.
Amen. Faith
Amen.
Says you can. The enemy says you can't.
Mm.
One clue that it is the enemy, there's something that you have to realize and have to discover, because the Bible says, my sheep know my voice, and the strangers, they will not hear. You have to teach yourself to be sensitive to the voice of God. And one clue that it might be the enemy is, if the words that are coming to you are selfish, self-absorbing, have no regard for others or other people's things, only self-promoting, and promote no righteousness toward God, then it's probably the enemy. Because thinking about what got the enemy kicked out of heaven, it was haughtiness and self-righteousness. So be aware of these things.
Elder.
Yes, sir.
can you just repeat that scripture you just gave? My sheep know my voice.
My sheep know my voice, and a stranger's they will not hear. I might not be quoting it right. I may be just
well.
Here it is. Wait a minute. I do have that scripture down. I'll have to find it for you.
Well, what I wanted to point out
mm-hmm.
here when you're talking about it is there's a difference between and you the example you gave is when somebody was teaching speaking in a different language. And there's a difference
uh-huh.
between
before.
Right. There's a difference between just listening to something and hearing something.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So,
yes, it is. I believe that. Because one of the phrases that I used in our last lesson was, do you hear what I'm saying?
Right. Because I believe that hearing denotes response. And
yes, it does.
And listening, it doesn't do that. I mean, I can listen to you, but never
mm-hmm.
understand you, never know who you are, never know what you're trying to impart unto me just by listening.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hear you,
then you never have to repeat yourself.
Right. and for those that are listening or that will come back and listen, you know, I may be retracting, going back to what you've already taught, because I wasn't on the previous broadcast. But these
it's
are just things
good
that
anyway.
Out
it's good
me.
Anyway, Elder.
Yeah. That's jumping out of me. The Lord has given me when we talk about hearing the voice of God.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just listen to him. I want to hear him.
Yes.
Because then I'll understand if I hear. I'll know if I hear.
Right.
Listening, I can regurgitate. But I won't
mm-hmm.
understand it. It's the difference
yes.
between it's the difference between being smart and being wise.
This is right. Because Solomon wrote, wisdom is the principal thing, but in all thy getting, get an understanding. So wisdom is just the start.
Right.
Wisdom is the foundation or the basis. But understanding is when you have the knowledge.
Yes, and the application.
Yes.
I'm getting excited. Go ahead.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
It is good. It's good to hear God. It's good to hear from God. I would say to anyone that is starting in ministry or believe that God is calling them to start a ministry or head a ministry, you need to hear directly from God.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get a sensitive ear to hearing God. Because then, and only then, is everything that God gives you will that says to you will be revealed.
Mm.
Wondering why, you know, you think you heard this and you never saw it come to pass. It probably
right.
wasn't God.
and it takes my mind, and I don't know if I'm on point with your syllabus or your outline, but in listening to what you just said, the word these two words came to my mind, because there are a lot of people we try to determine if it's really God speaking to us, and that's what
uh-huh.
we're talking about, hearing
yes.
God's voice. So you
yes,
have to be able to reconcile that in your mind, because you have the enemy that's going to be talking to you. You have
yes, you
God
do.
That's going to be talking to you, and then you have
right.
you that's going to be talking
yes.
to you. So
yes.
in what you just said, the Lord dropped this in my spirit. I wrote it down. It says one way to determine, like you gave the example about if it's going to be edifying to God, if it's going to be uplifting, God
mm-hmm.
can fact check.
Yes. Fact check.
He said fact check. We heard it on CNN, and we still hearing it. That we are listening to politicians get up.
Yeah.
We're listening to them. We ain't
mm-hmm.
hearing them. But when there's a discrepancy, they say, well, let's fact check that.
Yes, they do. They say, let's fact check that.
Hey, once we fact check it, do we know who it's coming from?
Amen.
So how do I fact check it? When I hear something, I can fact check it against the Bible, which
there
is
you
God's
go.
Word.
Go
if
back to the Word of
line
God.
Up
mm.
with what is written in His Word, it ain't God.
That's right. Doesn't
fact
the Scripture
check.
Say line upon line?
Yes.
Here a little, there a little.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's a very good word, a very good example. You need to facts check. We heard someone say today that I'm getting all these prophecies. Someone's always calling me out for a prophecy. She said, I'm confused. Mm. Number one, conclusion we came to was God is not the author of confusion.
Fact
so
check.
Watch the prophecies.
Yes.
And then another one said, every prophecy, you need the facts check.
Yes.
So you're confirming that, Elder, with what you're saying. Go back to the Word of God and confirm it with what God said. That before, Elder, what you were looking for is in Matthew 10:27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Mm-hmm.
In
because
the scripture.
They hear.
Matthew 10:27. Because they hear. That's why it's so important, saints of God, that you hear God's voice. How can we do the things we do? How can we operate in ministry? How can we be good stewards without hearing from God? It's
mm-hmm.
something that we must do. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen. So there's a few things that we want to cover. Before we cover that, we covered that clue. We covered the clues. There's one thing I do want to let the people of God know. One of the greatest benefits of our salvation has to be that of hearing God speak to us. Personally, there can be no intimate relationship. This is what you were talking about before, Elder. No intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without it.
Mm.
We can't get close to Him without hearing Him. In any relationship, if there's no communication, I can pretty much guarantee you there will be no relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come to a close. It's going to come to a halt. And really, saints of God, when it comes to the point, because I've heard a lot of people say, well, I just can't, even my son has come to me. I'm just not hearing God.
Mm.
When you come to a place where you're not hearing Him, go into consecration and prayer.
Yes.
Because you're hearing more outside than you're hearing inside.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense? You're hearing
right.
more outside than you're hearing inside. Remember, saints of God, the world is influential. The world, talking about, the world in which you live in, is influential. Everyone has an opinion. And even you run into folks that are highly opinionated. And really, when someone's highly opinionated, they tend to want to bring you on their side and they'll say anything to do it.
Right.
They'll lie to do it.
Yeah.
And who is the author of lies?
The father of them.
The father of lies. The devil. The enemy.
Yeah.
So you got to watch that. One thing that brings us into hearing God is the Lord wants to be the author and the finisher of our faith. It goes back to faith. Remember, every time the disciples got in trouble, the Lord asked them one thing: where is your faith? You have got to trust God in your decision making. The very powerful tool to hearing God is because the Lord wants to be part of your decision making. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe you'll make good decisions if the Lord's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You must decide, watch this, in decision making, you must decide to hear God. Have you
mm-hmm.
ever run into those folks that just close their ears? No, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that. And they usually run into problems.
Elder,
mm-hmm.
I've read scriptures that said that when Jesus or some of the apostles, when they would start speaking, those people would grab their ears and just start running after them. So, I mean, that's a bad situation to be in when you just outwardly stop your hands and start, you know, and rejecting what God is saying. That's hard. So we got to make sure we keep our hands off our ears, no matter how tight it is, and hear what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, yes, Sister Dotson. There was a situation in the Word of God where Moses was receiving from God and giving what God gave Moses to the people. Well, the people got angry and told Moses, hey, Moses, listen, wait a minute. If God is God, he can speak to us too. Well, at that time, God had chosen who he wanted to speak. Oh, hallelujah. Who he wanted to speak through.
Mm-hmm.
And who was giving him all their attention. You have to watch, saints of God. The Bible says, how can they speak?
Yeah.
Or how can they preach except they be sent? There are preachers that are sent to give you a word, and if you try to exert authority over them, or you try to say that, hey, God speaks to me too, wait a minute, you better watch out, because the scripture says, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm.
Yeah.
The prophets are but those that have been chosen by God to give you a word. Watch yourself. Be very careful.
It's simple. It goes back to what you were just saying a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
What we were talking about when you said somebody gave somebody a prophecy. And we said, okay, we learned this old school.
Yeah,
they prophesy, but then the term that we got in today thing is like we just said, we got to fact check it. And you said that that Jesus would ask the disciples all the time, "Where is your faith? Only
right.
a little faith." And then we know that in order to please God, we have to have faith. But the beautiful
yes,
thing about all of that is the requirement God has given us already, because he said he has given to every man a measure of faith.
Yes, sir.
So he's given you the requirement to please him. Now, the difference is, are you listening or are you hearing?
That's it. That's
now,
a very good.
Now, if you hear in God, then you know what? Faith coming by what? Hearing. Not listening. Hearing.
Not listening. Good point. It comes by hearing what is being said.
Yes.
And how many know that when you hear, you got to follow through? Faith without works is dead.
Right.
Amen.
Because
amen
brings about, what did we say earlier? When you hear it, it brings about relationship and causes you to move into action.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's like when you said your son said, I'm just not hearing from God. That you talk, stand still.
Stand still.
Don't
didn't he tell Moses when he was at the Red Sea and Pharaoh's army coming down on him? He said, stand still. And Moses repeated the same thing to the people. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You really won't
hear from God
until you hear his voice.
And then he executed, went into action with God's instruction.
Exactly. What's that in your hand?
Hold it up. Lift it up.
Hallelujah. Lift it up, stretch it out.
Yes.
Do something.
Do
my
something.
God. Maybe what it is, saints of God, you're not doing nothing.
Because
the Lord doesn't give you instructions for you to sit and do nothing.
It's just like when we are teaching our children and we give them instruction and they don't react or they don't go into action. What do we say? Did you hear me?
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
Right. You must
Did
not
you hear
have heard.
What I said?
That's right.
Did you hear what I said?
Did you hear what I said? My God. My God. It's beautiful. It's beautiful to hear God's word
and
the voice
of
God.
We have got to, and I ain't the teacher, but
that's all right. You helping.
What I told the people today is I can't hear God's word to my grandmother or my mama. I got to a point, and I've lived through enough to where I'm not trying to hear nobody else's story. I want to hear the voice of God.
Yes, sir.
Not hear a story about God, but to hear him. You know what I'm saying? You know, we hear the story, but I want to hear God. I read. You spoke to him. Moses, Abraham, they heard your voice. I want to hear you. I hear the story being preached over the pulpit from the
pastor.
But I want to hear you, God. I need to hear you.
And God is not a respecter of persons. He will bless you to hear him. And Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he spoke to Adam and he spoke to Moses and he spoke to Elijah, he can speak to Elder Poston and Sister Dotson.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen and hallelujah. Something
and you know,
else.
The enemy,
Go ahead.
Well, the enemy will try to make you think from this is what he does to the saints that God's not speaking anymore. That's a lie.
Yes, it is. It's a lie. He's speaking all the time.
We just got to hear him.
He can't lie and he can't change. When
he can't
spoke
change.
In the very beginning, he never stopped speaking. And what we were teaching today is that his word, he spoke something into nothing and created something. And then by the power of his word, it became, and he said, it is good.
It is good.
Now nothing heard God's voice. You hear what I'm saying?
Hallelujah.
Nothing heard God's voice. It didn't listen to God's voice. It heard God's voice.
Yes.
And became what God spoke.
What God said. Yes.
Yeah, what he said.
Elder, and that's what he wants us to do today.
Yes, that's why we got
my voice
to hear his
become
voice.
What I said.
Mm.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.
Mm.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What's going to renew your mind is hearing God's voice.
Yes.
Because you're hearing
everything
else.
Yes.
Now cut that off and hear God.
Hear God.
And watch your mind be renewed.
How do I know? I don't know. Is it God? Is it not God? I don't know. Then you need to stop and understand that you there are three voices. It's the enemy, it's the Lord, and it's you. The enemy has you listening to him, and if you don't reconcile that in your mind, he will make you think that what he's saying is you.
Yes.
But that's not true. That's a lie.
Because right.
God said in the beginning that he made us in his image and in his likeness. So we got to act like our daddy. We got to speak like our daddy. The Bible says the power of life and death is in the tongue.
In the power of the tongue, yes.
What you speak is what is heard. Now,
yes.
He's teaching, hearing the voice of God. So if God says
right.
I'm created in his image and in his likeness, I'm going to speak like my daddy speaks. Have anybody ever answered the phone and somebody on the other line said, I thought you was your dad. I thought
yep.
you was your mama. Why? Because you sound just like where you came from.
You sound like where you came from. Yes.
Right. They hear it. And so your words have power. And just like God spoke into nothing, I was teaching today, Lord forgive me, I'm sorry. You have
That's
to
okay.
be mindful and careful of what you say. Because
yes.
it's just like a thought is started in your mind, and then it resonates down to your heart. And the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the what? The mouth speaketh.
Yes.
So that your words have power. And so when you speak something, you're birthing that into the atmosphere. And so once it comes out of your birth canal of your voice and your tongue, it then begins to search and run after you in this realm that we live in. So if you speak, I am the head, and not the tail, that is birthed into the atmosphere and begins to pursue you.
Now,
and once
now you're
it
talking.
Catches up to you, once it catches up to you, you then become what you've spoken, just as God did it in Genesis, in the beginning. It became
Amen.
What God said. And so
Amen.
After it catches you, you can then do what your daddy did and look at being the head and not the tail and say, what? It is good.
That's right. Just like the Creator, I was telling some people Saturday, just like the Creator, we have the spirit of creativity.
Yes.
If we speak the things our Father spoke, all we're doing is decreeing what He's already said.
Yes.
It's oh my God! There's so much to say about it, Elder. But what I was saying before about a king decreeing a thing, setting the order of it, but we declare it when we repeat it. He
yeah.
decrees it, we declare it. It is so.
Yes.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And,
hallelujah.
Right.
God decrees
it. Because
we declare it, because we're speaking the same thing he said, and the devil has to step back, or the enemy has to step back, because it is so. Why is it so? Because the words that God speaks are what?
Yea.
Spirit and life. What does that mean? They're both natural and spirit. I'm covering both realms.
Yes.
I'm giving you the law in the natural, and I'm giving you the law in the spirit. And what you need to do is declare it.
Yes.
And that's my faith. Have mercy. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Have mercy. There's so much. But in our closing on this subject, I must read this. We have the right by the death of Jesus through covenant to hear God. Romans 8 and 32 says this. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us, watch this, all things.
All things.
All things. Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. Before I even go into Ephesians, stop saying the Lord won't give you stuff. Because this word says he'll give you all things.
All things. That's what it just said. It said it right there.
Ephesians 2, 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us, given us life, quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Listen, beloved, you don't get grace unless you've done something wrong.
Right.
And you was guilty.
Yes.
But thanks be to God, he gave you grace. What does that speak to us? All things, he's given you all things to hear. He's given you mercy and grace to hear. What did Paul say? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. David said it. I'm sorry. Wrong person. David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. What's that saying? Mercy and grace is going to help me to hear God.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to stay where he is.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I got to stay where he is. I can't walk away and still hear him. Because his voice will get softer and softer to the point where as I have walked too far away, what do I need to, out of range, thank you, Sister Dotson, what do I need to do? I need to come back and do my first works over. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Get reconnected. Hallelujah. Yes. Aren't we speaking tonight to those that have fallen away, those that have walked away, those that have closed their ears? Listen, you need to return that you might hear God again. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Watch this, beloved. To be a functional body for Christ, I must hear him. We're running out of time, but I had a scripture in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through 27, and I kind of wanted you to look at this as you being a member of the body. We're speaking naturally so about a body and how a body operates. These members function by the message that is being sent from the mind. The wrong message being sent will make the body misfunction. The brain will not send a dysfunctional signal. What will be dysfunctional? If the brain told the hand to walk, that's not the function of the hand. The function of the hand is to grab and to hold and to pick up things. If your mind told the hand to walk, it sent a dysfunctional signal. You, and in 1 Corinthians, it talks about the body and the body being functional, and functionality of the members, but they all move independently. So they're given different messages. What am I trying to say? If you don't hear what God's speaking to you, you'll be dysfunctional. For you to function in the body of Christ, you need to hear what God is saying. And I'm here to let you know, which it also says in 1 Corinthians, that you are needed in the body of Christ. Because the Bible speaks as Christ being the head of the church in Ephesians 5:23. And the Bible speaks also about you being the body of Christ, his church, because the Bible speaks on us being the temple of God and how he loves his church. In the book of Ephesians, it also speaks, 5th chapter and 23rd verse, it speaks about marriage, but I really want you to read that verse for me, Sister Dodson. Ephesians 5 and 23, we're going to have closing comments from Elder Poston, but we want to read this verse before we close.
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church.
Now, we want to put emphasis on how Christ also love the church. We're not going to take it to the marriage thing, but we're going to take it to where God loves the church.
And gave himself for it.
And gave himself for it. God gave himself for the church, for you, to be functional and to hear him, because you complete his body. He is not going to make you dysfunctional or a dysfunctional member because he's the head of the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, he's going to make sure that you hear him If there's anyone out there that's not hearing God, you need to contact us so we can pray for you, so that your ears will be attentive to what God is saying. Speak, Lord, thy servant heareth thee. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Elder Poston. I'll put it in your hands now.
God bless you. I am excited about what God is doing, and I am humbled to even be blessed to be able to be a part and just to hear the word of God and hear God's voice through these teachings. It's a humbling experience, and I'm thankful. We thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for the founder, Elder Bryson, and for everybody that participates, whether you listen now or listen afterwards. But in everything that was said, we're still talking about hearing the voice of God. And God does speak, and God is speaking to you. And if you are not hearing him or you're not sure, then you need to move closer to where he is, fact check what you're hearing, and then trust by faith that what God is telling you is what he needs you and wants you to do. We're going to pray and close out this session, thanking God. If there's anybody there that's listening who is not committed to the Lord, we give you this opportunity at this point. We're going to include that prayer in our final prayer for you to give your life to Christ, because he's there calling for you, wanting you to hear his voice. Before I pray, is there anybody that has any other closing remarks before we end the show for today? Amen. Let's pray. God, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, O Lord God. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you for the very breath that we breathe, for the beating of our heart, the functioning of our organs in our body, God. We thank you for the recesses in the cells and the nerve and electrical impulses in our mind that help us to hear your voice, God. We thank you, God, that you've given us an opportunity to read and research and study out your word and given us, Lord God, an ear to hear your voice, God. Lord God, we are now asking, Lord God, if there's anybody out there that hasn't accepted you, Lord God, we ask you to manifest your saving grace in their life, God. Draw them nigh unto you, O Lord God. Give them the confession that they believe that you loved us so much that you gave your only son, that he was born of a virgin, died, rose again, and is sitting seated at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us, O Lord God, that we accept him as our personal Savior, Lord God, and that, God, we are seeking to walk in the path of our destiny, what you created us to be, O Lord God. God, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, O Lord God. Feed us, Lord God. Satisfy our hunger for you and our thirst for you, O Lord God. Bless us to be what you created us to be, O Lord God. And Lord God, for all of my brothers and sisters that may be going through trying times, O Lord God, I ask you to dispatch angels to minister to them, O Lord God, to encourage their hearts and their minds, God, to let them know that they're not alone, God, and that everything that they're facing, God, is according to your purpose and your plan, because we're standing on the truth of your word that says that all things work together for the good of them that love you and are called according to your purpose, God. And we stand to believe on the truth of your word, O God. And we thank you, God, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace, God. We thank you that you loved us so much that you created the redemptive plan to redeem our fallen souls back to you, God.
Hallelujah. God,
bless your name, Jesus. We lift you. We magnify you. We glorify you, God. We can't praise you. We can't thank you. We can't honor you enough, oh, Lord God. Give us what we need, oh, Lord God, to hear your voice, oh, Lord God. Make your voice clear unto us, oh, Lord God. And, Lord God, give us the intuitiveness and the determination and the commitment to take your word and apply it to our life, oh, Lord God. Help us, God, to walk out this thing called salvation, God. We believe, Lord God, in what we have been taught, that old school salvation, Lord God, that there is hope, there is hell, God. And we believe that there's a place that you created for your people, and that we believe that we're one body created in you, and that we're all parts of that one body, the body of Christ, oh, Lord God, the church. We thank you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And in your son's name, we offer this praise unto you. In the name that's above every name, in the name that every knee shall bow to, Lord God, in the name that every tongue shall confess.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God, the Messiah, the Christ.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll catch you here next week on the Prospering Soul.
Amen. Be blessed.
Amen.
It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators and $100 on select kayaks. Plus, get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for only $9.99 and $20 in Cabela's Bucks when purchasing Chaco Sandals. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com. It's Memorial Day. It's time to get out of town and get on the water. This summer, gear up for the fish, the food, and the family. Cabela's Memorial Day Sale. Family events, amazing deals. Your one stop before the campfire. Save $200 on Champion Patriot generators and $100 on select kayaks. Plus, get Cabela's Adult and Youth Deluxe Flotation Vests for only $9.99 and $20 in Cabela's Bucks when purchasing Chaco Sandals. Shop in-store and online at Cabela's.com.